boy Blue, come blow your horn. For a new way of washing clothes has been born. Use no rinse tide for the wash it to snap. Then go back to your haystack and take your nap.
Could have said go back to the rug. It could use a little nap, too.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor.
In the United States Navy.
From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled The Devil Returns. It stars as Junior, the mean little kid, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Being a widow kid is no sense, you know. For no reason at all, I was always getting smacked, you know. For example, the other day, I went over to Stinky McCloud's birthday. Stinky McCloud, he's our producer. I sound like somebody got another show lined up, don't I? Well, anyhow, I went to his birthday party, and when I came home... Yoo-hoo, Mommy, topsy-turvy is home.
Junior, is the party over?
For me, it is, yeah.
What happened?
Well, I got bounced by Stinky's mother, you see. We was playing pin the tail on the elephants.
You mean pin the tail on the donkey?
No, elephants. They are Republicans. Well, anyhow, I missed the elephant altogether with the pin, and I got the old heave-ho.
Stinky's mother sent you home just because you couldn't pin the tail on the elephant?
Yeah, boy, was she mad. You should have seen her running after me with that tail wagging
back. Oh, Junior, you didn't. Well, why didn't you explain that it was an accident? After all, you were wearing a blindfold.
Oh, yes, I was wearing a blindfold. Of course, I took it off just before I took aim, you see.
Then it wasn't an accident. Junior, whatever possessed you to do such a thing?
Well, I don't know. I was standing there with this big pin in my hand when Stinky's mother bent over to shake hands with Miss Jean Fowler, you see. Then the next thing I knew, she was riding Mrs. Fowler piggyback and yelling her head off.
Oh, good heavens. Now, I'm going to have to phone Mrs. McCloud and apologize for you.
Oh, no, don't bother her. She's probably still busy scraping birthday cake off the wall.
Did you have anything to do with the birthday cake being on the wall?
I certainly did not. It was Stinky's fault. He ducked.
That doesn't. Get up to your room.
Okay, Warden. You see, it's just like I says. I was always getting in trouble. Maybe I ought to get a mouthpiece. I wonder if me pops is in a glass. Well, anyway, it's better than the spanking I got, like the other night when Mummy tiptoed into my room to kiss me goodnight, you see.
Good night, dear. Here, kiss me goodnight. Junior, why did you growl at me?
That wasn't me. You kissed that puppy dog. I'd sure like to get my mitts on the guy that invented spankings. Why don't Washington put the freeze on something like that for a change? You know, I attract whippings. Like the time I decided to use a telephone. Hello, fire department. I hate to interrupt whatever you was doing, but could you send a hook and ladder over to my house to play with me? I'm kind of bored. You couldn't come over unless there's a fire? Hold the phone. Well, you better hurry over. Them newspapers ain't gonna burn forever, kiddo.
Junior!
Well, don't yell. You scared me, too. I'll put it out.
Junior, sometimes I think you're under the guidance of the devil himself.
Now, don't start that stuff. I caught him once, and all the busy nobodies demanded that I let him go.
I still say you're full of the devil.
Well, it's your fault. Look what you stuffed me with. Devil eggs. Deviled ham, devil food cake. He may be awful, but you got to admit he's quite a cook.
Oh, I've had enough. Get up to your room and lock yourself in and bring me the key.
Yes. Go upstairs, lock myself in, and then bring you the key. Nuts. The whole family's nuts.
That's a nice trick if you could do it.
See, that's all I ever hear. I'm in cahoots with the devil. Even the walls in my room keep whispering to me, you know.
Junior, you're possessed by the devil.
No, I'm not.
The devil's got you under his spell.
No, I can't even spell devil.
You're a lost cause, Junior. You're the devil's fair-haired boy.
No.
Junior and the devil.
Now you shout that.
Junior and the devil. Junior and the devil.
I'll go mad! I'll go mad! That Betty Davis has got nothing on me. That's not true. That's not true. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to turn on the radio.
Tides in, dirt's out.
I have the cleanest sheets in town. I wear the cleanest clothes. 'Cause Tide beats any soap on earth, as everybody knows.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now there's a little song that makes a lot of sense. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. You know there's a reason for that. You see, Tide is the amazing miracle product that not only gets ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but removes dingy soap film as well. We've proved that in the laboratory, testing Tide against soaps of every description. And every test proves this point. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Millions of you women have proved that for yourselves, washing and rinsing your own clothes. You've seen the miracle of Tide in the cleaner clothes your family wears, the cleaner linens in your home. You've discovered how kind Tide is to your hands, too. Yes, ma'am, when you put Tide in your washer, out comes the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
I don't know where everybody gets the idea that I has gone to the devil. Well, I know one way to get my mind off of the troubles. I'll get another station. I'm going to listen to the newscasters. That's what I thought.
And so with the development of this new super Triple H bomb, the next war should last but a few minutes. And then there will be peace. A piece of the world here and a piece there.
The whole world's nuts, and they say I'm possessed by the devil. I think the whole world is under his spell. I'd like to have a chat with that old devil again, boy. I'd tell him what.
My little helper. Did you call me?
You scared me. How come you was all dressed in red and fire shooting out of your nose like that?
Allow me to introduce myself, Junior. I am Satan.
The devil, you say. Well, what are you doing here?
I heard you say you were discouraged, and discouragement is my password to enter.
Well, drop dead. That's my password for get lost.
Look, Junior, that's no way to treat a friend. I've come a great distance.
Oh?
I left the comfort of fire and brimstone of my home.
Really?
And I crossed the river Styx just to help you.
Oh, where do you hail from?
My hometown is Hades. It's sometimes referred to as...
I know. Yeah, certainly a popular place. There's a lot of... people telling other people to go there for rest. Now, don't get too close with me, that pitchfork. I don't want you rubbing off on me. Did you come to see me?
Oh, yes. Oh? You see, my business has been so successful lately
that
I need someone to help me distribute my products.
More helpers,
then? Yes. Atheism, revolution, ignorance are my products.
Oh.
My sales are zooming so high that the supply can't possibly meet the demand.
Oh, I see. And you really need helpers, huh?
Yes. And my best customer is beginning to complain. And I'd hate to lose Joe Stalin's account.
Oh, yeah.
I'm responsible for Joe's success, you know.
Yes, I know.
How about joining up with me, Junior? I'll make you first vice president in charge of turmoil for the younger generation.
Well, I might as well accept your offer. Looks like you got most of the world under your power anyhow.
Now you're getting smart, my friend.
I am?
There's no use fighting me.
Oh, no.
I'm too clever.
Oh, yes.
If someone could get the best of me, then they'd have me under their control.
Oh.
But I shall never let that happen.
Oh, no.
No, sir. You should know.
No?
You tried to trick me once before, remember?
I did?
Yes. Can't you remember? You had me locked in your closet for a whole month until I finally tricked you into letting me out.
You sure it wasn't some other widow boy? I don't quite remember.
Oh, of course you do.
I guess.
Remember how you said you were going away with me, and then you said you had to pack a few things first?
All right.
And then you asked me to get your suitcase down from the top shelf of the closet.
Go ahead.
So I walked into the closet like this. Oh. And when I was inside like this...
I remember I slammed the door and locked it like this. I trapped you again, you sucker, you! He fell for it again. I got him. I got the devil again.
All right, Junior. You've had your little joke. Now unlock this door and let me out.
You should live so long.
But, Junior, what about your agreement to join up with me? You said yourself that the world is a lost cause.
Oh, I've changed my mind, kiddo. I've changed my mind.
How long are you going to keep me locked in here, Junior?
Until your hometown freezes over.
Junior. Junior, dear.
What's that?
I just came up to apologize for making you stay in your room. I don't know why, but suddenly I've decided to be more patient and understanding with you.
Really?
I can't explain what's come over me. Junior, who's that pounding on your closet door?
Your explanation. The devil is back and Junior's got him.
You captured the devil again?
I got him, boy. I got him.
Oh, I'm frightened, dear. I remember the trouble we had the last time Satan was our house guest.
Well, there was a few crackpots who thought it was mean to keep him cooped up. But they're not going to talk me out of letting him out go free again. So help me Hopalong Cassidy. You see, Mummy, now that the devil is out of circulation, you're going to see quite a change come over everybody. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take a nap.
You're going to take a nap?
Yes.
Oh!
Well, what do you suppose made her faint?
Hey, how about that, Skelton? Ever since news got out that Junior captured the devil again, the town's flooded with people cheering and dancing in the street.
Yeah, people really feel good for a change. Did I tell you that Mr. Procter & Gamble phoned from Cincinnati and told me how much they enjoyed my broadcast last night?
They did?
Yeah, of course, I didn't have the heart to tell them that I wasn't on the air last night. They're always mixing me up with Fay Emerson.
Well, you ought to stop wearing that sweatshirt with a plunging neckline.
I don't think we have the same script. Well, I have to wear a plunging neckline, you see, on account of my Adam's apple. It gives it room. I have an Adam's apple. It looks like a built-in yo-yo. by the way, have you heard the news?
No.
I'm going on television this summer.
You are?
Yeah.
On your own show?
Well, not exactly. I'm going to be the summer replacement for the Indian on Test Pattern. Well, at least it's a start. Anyway.
Hey, Red, look. Everybody's throwing ticker tape out the office window. Hey, Red, what happened?
Well, some guy forgot to take the ticker tape out of the ticker... Someone... Somebody forgot to take the ticker tape out of the ticker tape machine before he threw the ticker tape out. I don't know who handed that in, but he's done. I'll tell you that.
Boy, the world...
Well, you fanned me for a while.
The world sure has changed.
Oh, it certainly has.
Hey, let's stop in his television store and watch the latest news.
Yeah, we're just in time. The feature film, The Birth of a Nation, has just finished.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the latest news. The flash you heard on this channel yesterday morning has finally been confirmed. Junior has captured the devil again. We waited to make the official announcement to give Drew Pearson time to predict it. And once again, the entire world is a Shangri-La of peace and happiness.
Now, neighbors, here's the latest bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Texas has just resumed diplomatic relations with the United States.
Paris, France, at the Big Four Foreign Ministers meeting.
I suggest we close the meeting by all singing, "Old Soldiers Never Die."
A wonderful suggestion, Mr. Cremico.
The Polo Grounds, New York. Giants versus Dodgers.
Strike one!
You're absolutely right, umpire. That was indeed a strike, and I admire your judgment.
Well, thank you, Mr. DeRocher.
Radio City.
There has been a change in our telecast program. As you know, we were supposed to televise the Kefauva crime investigation. But since there are no more criminals in the world, we now bring you Senator Kefauva, Senator Toby, Senator O'Connor, and Mr. Halley in a hot canasta game.
And now we switch controls to City Hall for an important address by the Honorable San Fernando Rep.
Thank you. My friends, and you are my friend, I am very happy to be here today. Very happy to be here. I'm happy because I don't have to go home and be with my wife. Since the devil has been cut, I feel that some of you should know the true facts about myself. I am a no-good crooked politician. Let me repeat that. I am a crooked politician. I've been running things my way. I forgot it's from the leader, not from the leader to the people, but it's from the people to the leader. I forgot that. Oh, boy, if you can only get... Well, here, let me let you in on something else. And I'm the type of guy that's going to let you in on it just as soon as I find it here. I hope I'm getting through to you now. I don't know how I ever got elected. The boys that run the machine never told me. I mean, I'm telling you, though, I've changed. I'm a changed man. I ain't been changed so since I was a little baby. Now, don't miss a word now, because these are the facts. These are the facts, and I say they're the facts. They are the facts. F-A-X. Facts. I sold myself to the devil, not for cash. I had to use the layaway plan. But in closing, let me say that I am retiring from public office. I am through. Fini. As we say in Italy. I got that off of a foreign picture. Finito. But keep this in mind. Crooked politicians never die. They only smell that way.
Well, come on, Skelton. Let's go out and get some fresh air.
Yeah.
You know, they ought to give Junior a medal for catching the devil.
Yeah, people have really changed.
Oh, wait a minute. I tripped over something there on the sidewalk. I'm going back and see what it was.
Look, fat boy, why don't you look when you're walking?
It's getting so that a citizen ain't safe crawling along the street anymore.
Willie Lump-Lump, what are you doing walking around on your hands and knees?
Oh, wouldn't I like to know? You must know, I like to live close to Mother Earth.
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself. Why don't you stand up and walk like a man?
Well, what's wrong with crawling? Why, when I was only a year old, I used to crawl around on my hands and knees, and everybody thought it was real cute. But I wasn't dressed as well as I am now. All of a sudden, it's out of fashion. Here, give me a boost over the curb, will you? You know, I think the city father is building these curbs higher just to discourage me. And being a respected member of the unemployment compensation line, I resent it. I have never resented anything so much in all my life, but I really resent it.
Well, come on, Willie. Get up off your hands and knees.
Well, I can't. You see, I'm working at my new job.
Yes?
I am a cigar butt inspector. See, I crawl along the sidewalk sniffing to see if I can find a cigar butt that somebody has carelessly thrown away.
Willie, you mean to tell me they really pay you for tracking down cigar butts?
Oh, sure, sure. And you have to have a license to practice cigar butt detections in this state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say that I passed the bar. You might add, it's one of the few bars I've ever passed.
Well, tell me, how much are they paying you for this job, Willie?
$75 a week.
$75 a week, huh?
No, no, no. Cigar butt. You know what? Have you been drinking, sir?
Willie, I can see that Junior capturing the devil had no effect on you.
Oh, yes. I'll have you know that since Junior nabbed that red boy, I've lost my taste for that bazooka juice. That Texas dude.
Yeah.
I haven't had a pick-me-up for 24 hours, and for your information, I am strictly a toll-teetler. A teetotaler.
I'm on the wagon, anyhow.
Now, oh, look, someone has just tossed a burning cigar butt away, and it's burned a hole in the street. I better go check it. Look at that.
Willie, that's an open manhole. Stay away from it.
I know my business. Stop interfering with my work, will you? Somebody burned a hole in the street.
Willie, come back here. Hey, Willie, are you all right down there?
Yeah. Throw me a flashlight, will you? I see something grinning at me in the dark, and I think it's my uppers and lows.
Hey, Red.
Yeah?
The big victory parade is just starting, and look who's first in the line of march. David Rose and his orchestra playing Chopinacus with Rafael Mendez, the world's greatest trumpet player and soloist.
I thought that was
You know, Tide's really a wash day miracle. It not only gets the ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but also removes dulling soap film. And that one fact is what made no rinsing practical. Yes, with Tide, you can save all the time and work of rinsing, and you'll get the cleanest possible no-rinse wash. Now, if you prefer to rinse, Tide promises you this. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. We've proved that in the laboratory. And you women see the proof in the dazzling cleaner clothes your children wear to school. The cleaner shirts you give your husband. Yes, when your wash is a Tide wash, it's the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Well, Rod, looks like the idiots are at it again. Get a load of this guy making a speech about Junior and the Devil.
Yeah.
Fellow travelers, Junior's captain of the Devil's just another capitalistic prick. They're supposed to be a free country. Then why can't the Devil be free? Are you going to stand there and let Wall Street get away with this? First they capture the peace-loving Devil. Next they're going to invade Hades. Don't let the money interest persecute the Devil this way. Revolt, I tell you.
If you don't like this country, go back to the one you were kicked out of.
Really revolting guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Hey, Red, look. Some guy just punched that commie in the nose and chased him away.
Oh, yeah, true to form. They'll run if you hit him in the right place.
Why, it's Cauliflower McBug, the guy who's always hearing bells and birds. Hey, Cauliflower.
Yeah, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? You know me, huh? You know me, huh, boy? You recognize me by my nose looped over my ear, huh?
You know, I couldn't believe my eyes. Was that really you who socked that communist?
I get no. I don't know what came over me. All of a sudden, I saw red. He was red, so I popped him. I've been fighting for 10 years, and the first time I ever hit anybody. What a strange temptation, you know.
You lost your temper, huh?
What, that?
I say you lost your temper.
I did? Well, let's go over to the lost and found and see if anybody turns it in. They, you know, them robins didn't mind me hitting that guy. Listen to him chirp for me.
Well, I'm glad to see you're in favor of Junior keeping the Devil locked up.
That I am. Which reminds me, I had the Devil beat out of me last night. Boy, what a fight that... Boy, a flock of them flew over that corner. Boy. Oh, they're big ones, ain't they? Boy, don't ever let them hit you with a beak. They'll go right through you, you know. Oh, there's another bat. Must be worm feeding, huh? Anyhow, about my fight last night, yeah. I got knocked down 10 times. 10 times.
10 times? Well, yeah. Why did you keep getting up?
Who got up? I was bouncing. I was wearing rubber trunks, you see. That guy dribbled me all over the ring. Well, look what he did to my teeth. Wait a minute, I'll show him to you. I got him right here in my pocket.
Boy, you're really gone.
I'm gone?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we all have to go sooner or later. Oh, well, you think I'm punchy, huh? You should see that rattler that I room with. Boy, that rattler is really a sad case. That poor tucker, he's really gone. Every morning he saddles up his pony, and he rides all through the hills. And then he comes home at night, he's so sore, that he had to eat off of the mantelpiece, over the fireplace.
What's wrong with that?
We ain't got no fireplace. I know. I had built a fire in it every morning. Look, I'll see you later. Junior asked me to act as bodyguard and watch that Devil in the closet. Ooh, I'm going to follow this flock myself. See where they go.
Junior, are you sure you won't come down for dinner?
No, I'm going to stay up here in my room and guard the Devil so no subversive forces can sneak in and let him loose, you know. I got me slingshot loaded.
Well, if you insist, I'll bring your dinner up to you.
Okay.
Junior, this has gone far enough. Let me out of this closet immediately.
Do you really want me to let you out, Devil?
I certainly do, friend.
Well, will you promise to live according to the rules of decency and honor and never do another evil thing as long as you live?
You said it.
Well, in that case, I guess there's no harm of letting you out and go free.
Oh, come on, Junior. Open up the door.
Okay. I'll let it out of the closet on one condition.
What's that?
Before I set you free, just to prove that you'll keep your promise, cut off your head and slide it under the door.
What?
You don't think I'm going to let you loose, do you, you sucker? You stay in there, boy. You stay in there.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, this is Red Skelton. Goodbye, everybody.
listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Voice Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest washing Tide with T-I-D-E Tide. T-I-D-E Tide.
This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.